Morocco, week 2, Tuesday. And now, episode 7 of Moon Over Morocco.
The beard of the guest is in the hands of the owner of the tent.
It's late afternoon. We find Jack at his hotel, the El Maghrib. Again, he has had a strange experience. First, he heard a bell nearing. And then, ringing slower and slower, and all around him, everything seemed to become transparent, to fade before his eyes. And Jack saw himself standing in a moonlit city. Then the experience itself became transparent, and everything returned to normal, as though nothing out of the ordinary had occurred.
ولكني أرى المطربة شارفاند تطلب ساعة واحدة لأنها ترى أنها قد تكفيها لتخفف عنها وهج الحب ولوعده. إذا مع ساعة واحدة والمطربة شارفاند.
Looking back into your eyes, I saw them really shine, giving me a taste of something fine. Now if you see Morocco,
oui, monsieur.
I'd like 22518.
22518.
Mm-hmm.
And where is that, monsieur?
Where? Well, it's down by the harbor.
Ah, is in Tangier?
Yes.
What is the number?
22518. Tangier 22518.
22518.
Yes.
One moment, monsieur.
Something fine by Jackson Brown. Il va falloir maintenant que je vous parle un peu plus en détail des animateurs d'Algestion 3. À 6 heures du matin, eh bien, du mardi au dimanche, vous pouvez écouter Nadia, hein, qui est une
Yeah, Kelly's.
Kelly?
Who's this?
Jack Flanders.
Oh, good. I got the maps out. I've been going over them, and there's a region south of Marrakesh in the Grand Atlas Mountains. That'll be a good place to begin.
Thanks, but listen, I'm not going to come by this evening. I ran into Lila, that girl the Countess introduced me to.
And I'll be spending the evening with her.
I see. Well, look, I stay up late, so if you want to stop by after...
No, I think it's best if I see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
About noon, okay?
Yeah, sure. Okay, bye-bye. I don't know, Mojo. I'm starting to get uneasy about that guy.
Impending doom creeping in, boss.
You feel it too?
I feel something moving. Starts with an arm. Ends with an in us.
What?
Ominous.
Ominous? The way Jack described it later, it went something like this. He was to meet the girl Lila on the beach when the moon was to come up. It was a weird night. The water was flat and cast iron gray. In fact, when the moon started rising up, it looked like a giant fried egg white sliding out of a grease skillet. Jack stood there, watching, listening to the lapping in and he lost his sense of time.
Jack? Jack?
He awoke. He looked around, but saw nothing.
Jack? Jack?
There was a layer of mist forming further down the beach. The moonlight wove the mist into shapes. He saw caravans moving silently across the desert. He saw horsemen with swords glistening in the moonlight. He saw oasis cities that rose out of the red desert and then slowly disintegrated back into the sand. And the moonlight wove itself into a figure that stood before him. And the swords that glistened were teardrops moving down her cheeks, and her eyes were the mist, and her voice held the magic silence of the desert.
Jack.
You've been crying.
The loose fold of her garments were blown aside by the wind, and the full ripe beauty of her body was outlined by the moon. The mist danced around her. Such was the magic woven that night.
I love you, Lila.
You cannot. You must leave, Moloko.
No, I'll never leave.
Now. You must leave now.
No.
Please. Please, Jack. Please go now.
I will leave only if you come with me.
You do not understand. I can never go.
I don't understand.
I do love you, Jack, but I cannot be yours.
But if you love me?
Please. I do not wish to hurt. Oh, Jack, please understand. I go with you, but then soon I be called. And must return.
I would return with you.
The voices that call cannot be heard by others.
What voices?
I don't know, Mojo. This girl that he met.
You seen her, boss?
No.
Figure she's dangerous?
I don't know. Something's weird.
Figure she's got a figure, boss?
Who knows? He met her at the Contessa's. Interesting name she has. Lila Olupi. What's wrong?
Nothing, boss. Nothing.
You look a little white, Mojo.
Really? I gotta get up and find me a mirror and see that.
What voices?
The voices I hear.
Where?
In the drums.
Drums again.
They are very old. They are the voices of long, long ago, but still they are alive, for it is their land, and we are their people.
Who are you talking about?
You, from the new country. You cannot comprehend our ways. You must leave.
Lila? To me, you are a fantasy I've pursued all my life. And now I've found you do exist. I can't leave.
But we cannot keep anything. It is the law of the universe. All is energy. All is in movement. Nothing can we possess. It is the will of Allah.
The moon setting. Must be near morning. That's that hour. Same as before.
I remember When I was very small and my mother take me to the souks. You know souks?
The marketplace.
Yes. And there was a man, very old, I think. His face had seen much weather, many storms, many silence. He was Berber from the desert, and his wrinkles were like the mountains beyond Marrakesh. And his lips, like the dust-red mouth of the Sahara. But his hands were gentle, like yours. And he touched my forehead. Here, you see? He looked into my eyes and he said, "Ah, this one, they will dance to the beat of a heart, and a heart will beat to the dance of the voice of the drums." And he gave me this.
A golden eye.
Yes. And around my neck I always wear. But now I want you to wear it.
Oh, no, I can't accept it.
Please, let me put it around your neck.
It is the same owl. What's that? The wall. Oh my God, it's beginning to crack. Look at that. I better get out of here. This gift, Lila, I can't.
Please. Please, now you must go.
How do you mean he was like silence?
Strong, like stillness. Powerful, like the silence of Sahara. I leave now. Goodbye, Jack. My Jack. Protect Golden Eye of El Kaba. Goodbye.
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday.
Listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. zbs.org.
Tune in this same time tomorrow when you'll hear.
Play it once, Sam, for all time's sake.
I don't know what you mean, Miss Elsa.
Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
Oh, I can't remember it, Miss Elsa. I'm a little rusty on it.
I'll hum it for you.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.